And welcome to Lolo's Basement. Hello!
Hello, everyone.
This is Lolo, and next to me, I have the governor.
And today's a special day.
Very special day.
That is too low.
That's way too low. Where are you playing that from?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it's from the speakers on the computer over there. It's okay. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. It's May the 4th. Be with you.
Yeah, May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
Today's the fake Star Wars Day. May the 4th is a lie, people.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
It's a lie, and it's official. If you're part of the Phantom Menace, you know that the official movie came out May 25th, not May the 4th. May the 4th was just some marketing bullshit.
Good.
But I want to keep it positive. I don't want to keep it positive. I don't want to lose listeners. Come back. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. We're going to keep it nice and positive. Don't worry.
May the 4th sounds better than May the 25th.
You stupid. It's the same. May the 25th be with you is what we really have to say. It has the same ring.
No, it doesn't.
It literally has the same exact rings.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. So anyways, let's do this. I thought it would be nice because I want to turn a new leaf.
Okay.
I think our show went a little too negative in the last few ones. We've been fighting a lot.
I think you
have
been very negative lately.
Okay. And our listenership has dropped from 7 to 3.
Yeah, because they want to cancel Lolo.
It's because I guess I canceled myself.
Yes.
So I'm not apologizing because you told me not to apologize.
Never
ever.
Apologize.
Never apologize.
Never apologize.
But we're turning a new leaf. We're going to go sweeter, softer, faster. Oh, no, not faster. Sweeter, softer, and kinder.
Nice.
Right?
I'm glad.
Okay.
You finally matured.
Why are you touching me? Anyways, see, I don't like this. I liked it when I was on the other side of the table. We had no physical contact. Yeah, I think this is what's affecting us now.
Maybe.
That could be. That's why we're off.
You like your personal space.
I do. I like my little throne thing there and my creaky chair. I actually do miss my creaky chair.
Oh, man. I do, too.
That nobody can sit on it.
Trying to balance yourself on it.
For real.
Seriously.
All right. So this is what I wanted to do for this section. Tell me about your first experience with Star Wars. What made you fall in love with Star Wars? What was the one scene that you went, God damn, this is for me?
I mean, I've always been a fan of Han Solo and Chewbacca. I like that duo. I guess them and the Millennium Falcon is what did it for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So once they got into the Millennium Falcon, this is from the first movie, right?
Yeah, the first movie.
Sorry, fourth movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're that old. We're OG.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, it's actually one of my earliest memories. So my uncle took me with his then girlfriend, who is now his wife. This is back in the 80s.
Okay.
To every so often they would reshow it in theaters.
Okay.
So this is, I'm thinking like maybe 86, maybe younger than that.
They
probably, four, 86, 85, 84, around that time.
I think
time.
About that time is when Return of the Jedi came out. So they were probably bringing it back for that.
Most likely it was before, yeah, it was just before then that they showed the other two movies in theaters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's probably for the time of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Chronologically, you know. And I remember seeing the second one, Empire Strikes Back. And I remember being, like, really excited. And just that big AT-AT foot coming down onto the snow.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, that shit, like, whoa! Where did this come? Like, just a big boom! That thumb, that was it. And then I fell asleep and, you know, I was a little kid.
That was like the first 5 minutes.
But that kept in, yeah, that stayed in with me like this whole time, is like the impact of that one foot, you know?
So you fell asleep.
I fell asleep during.
In Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, but then HBO was a thing.
Yeah. So Mr. Star Wars over here fell asleep during Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, because I was like 4 years old.
Still.
I was a baby.
Aren't you Mr. Star Wars?
No.
No?
Not anymore.
Okay, good.
No, I love Star Wars. I still love Star Wars. I'm very disappointed with current Star Wars. Mm. But they can't take away my past.
That's true.
Even though George Lucas tried already by Han shooting first.
Yeah, that was dumb. But whatever. Mm-hmm. They fixed it.
Yeah, so that's good, man. Mm. You know, I'm not too... I don't have too much hope of anything that's coming out, like Kathleen Kennedy-wise. We may be getting rid of her.
Hopefully.
But if they supplant her with another person that just wants to do intersectional feminist bullshit on their movies, it's not gonna... Oh, fuck, I have to keep it positive. Never mind, go back.
Well,
editing.
No. Well, positive, which could be a sign for Kennedy's leaving.
Well, that's not positive. It's not positive. Well, I want to keep it positive.
No. I am thinking positively that
you're thinking positively that
she
may of leave. Of a negative effect. That's not.
Yeah.
That's
well, not, that's a not negative a effect for her.
Right.
But a positive effect for the fans.
Okay. Okay, I get it.
All right. So,
yeah.
Last week we had Gina Carano's episode of Bear Grylls coming to
the
air.
Did you see it?
It comes out like next week or something.
Oh yeah, no, I don't really care to see the show. I'm just glad that it's back on the air.
Yeah,
same. I have no interest in watching it.
I have no interest in Bear Grylls.
I'm not a Gina Carano super fan.
Oh, I am. So
I have
probably,
to watch
probably
everything
watch
she does.
Gina Carano. Yeah. Nah. I mean, I'm not drunk Trippio, but you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're saying that Gina Carano might come back to Disney. In The Mandalorian full time.
Rumors.
But, you know, it's better to have that rumor than to not have anything.
Well, what they're saying is that, yeah, so it's quite possibly... Oh, your light went out.
That's fine.
Production quality.
I glow normally, naturally.
Right.
I have a halo around.
Right. So, yeah, so I don't know. This is this whole thing is kind of weird. What they're saying is that she may be in talks with Disney to try and get her contract back. She really doesn't have a reason to do.
She doesn't at all. Because
apparently they don't pay him much. It was like $2,500 per episode what she was getting paid.
Wow, that's a
yeah. Bit. It was like base salary. Disney doesn't really pay for it, you know, unless you're like the star or something that. Yeah. And they probably give you points at the back end, but on a daily, it wasn't really a lot.
Mm.
So to get her back, they're gonna have to, you know, pay her like close to $1 million per episode.
Yeah, she deserves it.
They got the money.
They do have the money.
Does she deserve it though?
She does. I think she does.
All right. I mean, she was a beloved character. I liked her character.
Mm.
She's a believable, strong female.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And Favreau needs her.
Yeah, especially because of the plans that he had moving forward towards it. But I don't know. They may even have to publicly apologize to her. In order for her to go back. Do you think Disney would do that? That's my line of thinking. Like,
I don't think so. I think Disney's gonna try to just sweep it under the rug.
Another thing is, it's just us nerds that really know about this type. This stuff, like the general audience that doesn't know anything, what went on with her or the cancel hashtags or anything like that.
Yeah, I think Disney would just be like, "Welcome back, Gina." Woo! All right, let's go.
We're going to give you a good makeup crew, not bitches that hate you. I promise.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nah, you get to choose your makeup artist.
That's right. All right. Jakku. So, so Fortnite the 4th, we have a brand new show out on Disney Plus, which I saw.
Nice. Did you like it?
I fucking loved it.
Nice.
It is really, really good.
Yes, The Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch. People, this is... I'm really impressed with this first episode.
Me too.
It kicks off with the music. The classic... Pana! but not that pana. The other pana.
The panani?
The... Oh, yeah. Do you remember pana? I remember that word. Punani. no, but the Clone Wars theme.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is a little different from the main one. And then the voiceover.
Yeah, you have the announcer. Now, in our show, the powers of the Separatists have attacked.
And the powers of the Separatists.
And the Clone Troopers are mounting a launcher, but they're waiting for reinforcements.
We were talking about it before, and you said something. It was like as soon as like I started wondering, so I wonder where in time this is.
Every time I watch a Star Wars show, I'm like, I wonder where in the timeline this is.
Yep, and they say it immediately.
Yes,
Order 66.
Yeah, execute Order 66.
Like, so it's like literally within the first minute they're executing 66. And you're like, oh shit, oh my, oh.
You're like, oh man, so the Bad Batch. Are clone troopers that aren't going to be doing Order 66.
Because they're damaged.
Interesting.
They're damaged, damaged, damaged.
Yes. I don't even think they have the chip that does that programming.
No, they had it. Because you remember how they were reprogramming the one? Or making it thing? They have it. It's just that their DNA kind of messes the whole program up. So that makes them more of an individual.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first ones, I thought they were awesome when they introduced us in season 5. So essentially, this is season 6 of the Clone Wars.
No, 8.
Season 8. So this is a season 9.
No. They were introduced in season 7.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Which was last season.
That's the last season.
Yeah. So this is 8.
So technically, this is 8.
Yeah.
But it's not called Clone Wars because the Clone Wars is over.
Correct.
It's just a Bad Batch.
Exactly. It's a spin-off.
It's pretty cool, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
The characters, that's all pretty good. Let's see. The first episode is about 50 minutes long, which I really enjoyed. Disney, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Disney.
But I did hear that the second episode is going back to the 25-minute formula.
What you gonna do?
Every week.
Yeah. That's how they want to do it, you know.
Disney.
Yeah, give us an hour.
Just do what you did for the Winter Soldier thing. Put two episodes together.
Yeah.
Give us that. Give us a half season. Something
exactly,
quick.
You know, an hour. Just give us an hour.
Something better.
You know, just something.
But let's see, man. I can't wait. I'm actually excited for something that Disney has to do.
So is it coming out on Wednesdays, on Tuesdays?
That I don't know. Maybe. Oh, no. Although The Mandalorian kind of started on a messed up day.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it continued like every Friday. Because I remember it was like a Tuesday. Then that Friday we had the second episode.
That's right. Yeah. Because Disney Plus started like on a Tuesday. So they put it out there.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that it was just based on what's the name of this thing? So it's just because of May the 4th, they wanted to give us something. And then maybe the... I don't know. Because there's really not too much information on it. But maybe it'll come up. So let's see. Here's to hoping. Please don't fuck this up. Please. Although I have faith in Filoni.
In Filoni and Favreau, we trust.
In Filoni and Favreau, we trust. That is true. Cool. So, have you seen anything else?
I finished Invincible.
Oh, cool. So, we could talk about it.
Yes, we can.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice, dude.
Spoiler alerts, by the way.
Yes, this is going to be spoilerful.
Yes.
Invincible. Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever seen a gorier.
Oh no, definitely not.
Horrifying fucking cartoon ever in my life.
Yes.
Including anime.
It's seriously.
It's at that level.
It is.
It's just splashes of Kaneda little bits all over the place.
Brain bits and everything.
Oh my god, it is so brutal. But it works. It works for this. You know, it doesn't seem gratuitous. It's just like shocking to see it in a cartoon format.
I mean, yeah, they're just trying to make it more real, more, you know.
So where did we leave off last time? Oh, so the girlfriend.
The girlfriend dumps him for saving the world.
And you hated her.
Stupid girl.
Then on the second one.
And then the next episode.
Dumps him even harder.
He reveals his secret identity to try to get her back.
And she's like, I don't give a fuck.
She's like, I knew you were a superhero, but I have to be more important than the world. So she leaves
like,
him again.
She's like a Mary Sue with no powers. She's just like, annoying.
She's a typical woman.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Positive.
Yeah.
Positivity.
So I was positive that he would find a better woman in Adam and Eve.
Well, that's what I've been hoping since the beginning. I like Adam Eve.
Yeah. But then he gets back with her after he gets beat up by his father, Omni-Man.
Jesus, what a battle, dude.
What a battle. I teared when he asked him, what do you have after 500 years? And he says, you dead. I'll still have you.
Well, we're jumping. So essentially what happened... Are we going to fully spoil it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, because it's over. If you haven't caught it...
You haven't watched it.
I mean, we've been recommending this for a while, dude.
Yeah.
And it's been a week since it came out. True. So we're in safe spoiler territory. Mm-hmm. So his father tells him what the real intention of Viltrum is. You know? So that's important. So he finally tells Invincible that Viltrum is essentially a survival of the fittest, where the most powerful ones are surviving.
Yeah.
So you see, like, these Viltrumites, like, fucking cutting each other in half and, like, guts all over the place and everything else. Mind you that this is from the creator of The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. So, you know. But instead of, you know, stupid zombies, it's real people.
Yeah.
You know? So, all right. So you have that whole thing going on. You also, he kind of says, okay, so we've perfected our world. We live in peace. So we decided to spread this peace to everybody else.
Exactly.
And that's where the trouble comes in.
Yeah, so they started invading people.
So they started going planet by planet by planet, trying to conquer. Eventually, they saw that was ineffective. So they decided to do the whole Galactus route, where he would send out the Silver Surfer first in order to weaken the planet. So once they go in, they just go, ha, and show them your big dick. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, and pretty much, yeah.
Right? So, another big revelation. Revelation. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Is what he called his mom.
Oh.
He goes...
A pet?
He goes, Dad, don't you... What about mom? She loves you. I thought you loved her. And she goes, she's more like a little pet. Mm-hmm. What a burn, sir. Serves her right for not being ride or die. positive.
Yeah.
Positive, that's negative. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What an asshole that Viltrumite.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we're on Twitch. they could see me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's his character. Whatever. It's kind of like...
Yeah, he's just made to be despicable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. He gave me a lot of what if Superman went rogue feeling.
There. Essentially, that's what it is. And yeah. We've been getting a lot of that. Mm. You know, what's with the other show? The Boys. We've gotten a lot of. It's like the deconstruction of the superhero.
Yeah.
We may be coming to a. The thing is the same thing. The new one that's coming out on Netflix, Jupiter Ascending. Jupiter Ascending. It's another deconstructing hero. I think it's been so long at this point that we need the constructing of a superhero. Because kind of forgot what that was.
Well, I mean, I guess. Isn't that what the Marvel movies are doing?
I guess.
Yeah.
No, we don't know what they're doing there. I have no clue what they're doing.
Well, they just constructed a new Captain America. And a new U.S. agent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just saying.
Right. Okay. No, but it's, you know, it's just kind of, okay, take Batman. Like, the whole thing about Batman not killing, mm-hmm. right? I feel like ever since the first Superman movie came out, but the Snyder movie,
mm-hmm.
like, as soon as he started with that in the movies, he started deconstructing the superhero there. You know, Superman kills, Batman kills, now everybody kills. Before then, the whole point of us being a superhero was... that you do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know? And even though these are fun, because it's a lot more, you know, blood and guts all over the place, I think that's why the Superman and Lois show is so good. Because it's the first thing in a long time where it's just a regular Superman. Maybe if it came out 10 years ago, it would have been like, it's an alright show, but it's an amazing show now.
I mean, yeah, sure, at the time.
You know, because it's so different from everything else. Yeah. You know, everything else is just kind of like deconstructing the thing. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
No, I know.
You know? The thing is, you were saying?
No, I was going to say the time does help Lois and Clark. What is it called again? Superman?
Superman and Lois.
Superman and Lois. Yeah. Which I haven't seen in a while. I'm going to have to check and see if there's any episodes.
Yeah, no, it took a break. That's why I'm lost. I think there might be like two more out.
Yeah.
Since the last one that we saw. Because it did take a break. It took like a month break.
Yeah.
For some reason. It's so weird that mm-hmm. they do that. They get a hit show finally. Speaking of which, what you call it? Your favorite, Batwoman.
Oh, well, what happened to Black Woman now?
Is
she down to 0.2?
No, her ratings last week, it was funny. Like, it went a plus 74%. Nobody understands why.
Okay.
And it was like a boring episode, too. Like, there was no reason for it to think. It was just a lot of talking and feeling and hugging and shit. Uh-huh. And her being selfish, like always. Mm-hmm. The most selfish superhero ever. Mm-hmm. No, my drug dealing girlfriend. I'm gonna save her, and it's like just her being selfish throughout the whole show. Mm. but it corrected, but it corrected down that 75%. The ratings for the next week.
So by 75%, what it got one more viewer?
No, it got 75% higher. I don't know. I don't have the exact numbers, so yes, I'm just going off.
But that would be like one or two more viewers, right?
It was at It was at like 0.05 million. 0.05 50,000. Then it went up to 0.07. That's the thing.
Okay.
And the next one went back down to 0.04 million. That's like in the thousands.
CW just canceled this show.
I think they already did.
Not all of them have to be successes. You're allowed to strike out every so often. Just end it.
Well, they have like a weird chick Captain America there.
They have a chick Captain America?
I think her name is like Stargirl.
Oh, yeah, Stargirl.
Is she like that? You would know. I don't know.
She's not a Captain America. She finds this cosmic staff, and the staff is what gives her powers, not her having powers. She's just a regular human being.
Oh, and her staff has powers.
Her staff has powers, yeah.
Does their staff have batteries too?
No, it's a lot better than the Xbox controller.
I don't know why you gotta talk shit about my Xbox controller.
Because it's been years like that, and I don't understand why Xbox or Microsoft. Because
it's perfection.
No, it's not. You know how many times people are like, "Oh shit, my battery's died." No, to take out the batteries, make it a rechargeable battery, and you can plug it in to charge it.
They did.
It's not that hard. No, they didn't. I still constantly hear people saying that they switch batteries.
No, because they won't get the rechargeable one. They have a rechargeable.
That you plug into the Xbox?
Yeah.
I don't know. 99% of the
Xbox players. Open this one up. That's what I have. I don't have batteries in there.
I'm just saying, every time I play with an Xbox player, he's like, "Oh, wait, hold up. I need to change batteries."
Okay. All right, that came out of left field. I'm actually kind of confused. I don't know how to counter this.
You were talking about the staff talking batteries, and I see your stupid Xbox controller right there.
I was talking about and, you know, Stargirl's magical staff having batteries, and then I went. Ding, ding,
ding, I know. Ding, I understand ding, the joke ding, that you were ding, trying to ding. Make, but this was more and important then you, than then, about the Xbox then you, controller. That's a piece of crap. I'd rather talk about that being a piece of crap than some fictional item.
Do you want a little piece of cake or something? Like, I think your sugar's. I think
you have like
sugar,
chocolate cake.
Your sugar might
you
be
like
a little
some
low.
German Dutch chocolate cake. That'd be delicious, right?
Who the fuck has German Dutch chocolate cake in their house?
You don't have German chocolate cake?
I'm not a Czech. Dude, there's like barely beer in there, and Chinese food.
Chinese food
from like 3 months from ago. Like,
yeah, 3 months ago when we ordered it.
Yeah, that's all that's in there.
Yeah, that beer is probably from the first ever Lolo's basement.
Yeah. 2 years no, ago. No, like episode 17 or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So 10 episodes.
10 episodes ago, nice. Something like that.
So 2 months and a half. Got it.
There you go. Mm.
But it's in the fridge. So it's
consistent. Good. Consistency. Yeah. All right. Cool. So I'm sorry, old boy Blue. I still love you. You have served me well, sir. And I've never had any of those issues, so I have no idea what you're talking about. I think it's just the cheapo. It's the cheapo people that use the AA batteries because it's you can use the rechargeable or AA's. So. I don't know.
Whatever, I don't care.
I'm thinking about buying a
my hands are dirty from touching the controller.
God damn it. So no, because I'm gonna get the I want to get the Pro controller, but every time I look at it, it's either $200 or on sale $150, and I'm like, I ain't a pro gamer.
Yeah.
So I just keep using my old school shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it works.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't got flex to nobody. All right, cool. So there has been a trailer that came out announcing all the Marvel movies.
Oh yeah, I saw that trailer.
What did you think?
I really like the beginning where Stan Lee is.
It's such
people.
A short trailer too.
Well, it's like
a teaser trailer.
No, it's like 3 minutes.
I mean, for the amount of information that you got?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's pretty good.
No, I like Stan Lee telling people to go to the movies. I have stock in AMC theaters, so please, everybody, go to the movie theaters. Watch. Make me rich, bitch.
I just miss Stan Lee, man. I mean, Stan Lee was such a stand-up guy. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, he had his issues.
What issues?
Positive.
He was great. Positive. He had no issues.
Positive.
Stan Lee is perfect.
It's a whole new Lolo, whole new time.
Yeah, he's perfect.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So Stan, I miss hearing him. I love to see his little cameos in every movie.
Yeah, me
too.
Yeah,
all that stuff was cool. We have here. We're just going to read out the dates so that you know when to expect these movies. So the first one out to bat is Black Widow.
Okay. When's that coming out?
July 9th, 2021.
Mark it on your calendar, boys.
Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings. Actually, you know what the I don't know why they named it this, because the original comic book had a much better name.
What was it called?
It was the Legend of the Bloody Fist or something like that. Like something cool. Hmm. Like something really, really nice.
Yeah, but that's not very.
And then Disney-ish. they put like oh, 10 rings. Yeah, you're right. That's probably not exactly.
Disney-ish, yeah.
After that, we have the thing that's probably gonna bomb. Positive. Eternals.
Yeah, I heard that's gonna be super woke.
Nice. November 5th, 2021. Oh, actually, that's day before Marie's birthday. I might take her to go see Eternals.
Nice.
Not.
Mark it on your calendar. Marie's birthday. Eternals.
So then we have here in December, also 2021. So if you guys were missing a Marvel movie, you're getting all of them.
Yeah, you're getting four this year.
So Spider-Man No Way Home, December 17th, 2021. I am excited for this one. I know that I said that, you know, I'm sick of the Spider-Man.
Yeah, you are.
But there's a rumor that the other Spider-Mans
appear
in this one.
Yeah, they're saying that it's like the Spider-Verse.
Although Andrew Garfield just came out saying that maybe not. I haven't gotten the call, guys.
No one likes
it. So he denied it. He denied that he's even in the movie. Mm. Maybe he's lying?
Maybe.
Perhaps he is lying?
Maybe. Maybe he never got a call. Maybe he got like an email or something.
That's true. Yeah. Then he wouldn't be lying.
Exactly.
It's one of those catch-22s.
Exactly.
Okay, so next up in March 25th, we have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. But this is 2022.
March 25th.
March, that's a long time.
Mark it on your calendar.
Mark it on your calendar, Doctor Strange. Sam Raimi is directing this.
Oh, cool.
So I am super happy about that.
Nice.
I didn't know that. Last time when we were talking about Sam Raimi should like do everything. He is doing everything.
Cool.
So I'm real happy that he's doing this. So then one of my favorite Marvel franchises, Thor, Love and Thunder.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Thor is probably the worst franchise.
With Padme.
Ugh,
Padme. As Natalie a female Portman. Thor. Did I show you the pictures? Her pics? Her leak footage?
What leak footage?
Dude, she's like thick now.
Really?
Bro, thick. Mm. Oh, no. That's not your chick of the week. You're going to have to look for somebody else. Me and her have a thing for like a long time. I forbid you to do Natalie Portman.
We could do a threesome. Threesome.
No.
No
threesome. I'm not sharing Natalie
You're
Portman.
Not sharing
What's
Natalie
wrong
Portman?
With you? Shit. Hell no. I love this. This is the professional. And it was legal because we were the same age. Okay? So it wasn't creepy for me to like her, the professional.
Okay, fine, you can have her back.
Okay. No, but let me look up exactly when is the... I just want to show you buff Natalie Portman. Is that the one? Look at them arms. And she's like 4'11", dude. No, but there's one from a site. No, there's one from... No, there's one from the shoot. Shit, I can't find it. So I'll just show you later. You know, in the meantime, I'll just leave that one on there.
Cool.
Or this one. There you go. All right. So sorry about that. I get real. I'm very territorial, man. I can't. Let's see. Oh, I know exactly who you can pick now. Uh-huh. Yeah. So in July, this is the blockbuster movie of next year, people. July 8th. Mark your calendars. Wakanda forever. Black Panther. Wakanda forever. They're going to do the Wakanda in space. There's a Wakanda in space.
Yeah, that's coming up in November.
Is that? So, yeah, this is it's pretty interesting that they're putting Black Panther as their main summer movie. Huh?
Mm, yeah.
So you got, we're starting it off with Love and Thunder in May. Mm. But that's the slot. That's the money-making slot,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, it's summer.
You know? So, and to close off 2022, say goodbye to 2022. We got your girl of the week,
Brie Larson.
Brie, mm-hmm. Larson.
Got it.
You can, but you can have all three of them.
Who are the other?
Because it's called Marvels.
Yeah.
So you got Kamala Khan.
Cool, Miss Marvel.
Uh-huh. Miss Marvel. You got the lady that went through the force field and got her powers. I forgot her name.
Photon, whatever.
Yeah, you got her. Mm-hmm. Brie Larson. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You get three women cool. this week for Marvels. Oh, yeah. Shit. You see, I took away Natalie Portman, but I gave you three lesser.
That's not how that works.
Natalie. Is that what you... Oh, wait. I have to do the licking sound. Huh? Yeah.
There you go.
I got that. I have to go full creep.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. If you're going to go creep, go full creep.
I don't know what that is. I'm not sure. That's the Manny trickiness. That's how you get funky.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, cool. So, after this, we got Ant-Man and Wasp. Why are they still making these movies?
Well, I like Ant-Man and Wasp.
You do?
Yeah.
Quantumania. I really don't want to see this. February 17, 2023. I don't even have to worry about it. I'm probably going to be so checked out after Marvels.
Probably.
I'll be like...
You're still going to watch it. I know you're going to watch it.
And Untitled Fantastic Four movie.
You skipped the most important one.
Oh. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, May 5th, 2023, son.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think? Fantastic Four movie? Badass?
Well, we'll see.
There's a... that because, you know, do you remember in the comic books what happens to Avenger Towers is that... I think it was upside down, actually. So, the Baxter Building and Avenger Towers is the same, the one and the same.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just that the Avengers, I think, bought it from the Baxter Building from the Fantastic Four once they disappeared.
Okay.
So it's like a historic building and everything else, and it's very much so part of the whole galaxy. Oh. What is that?
It's your phone.
Oh, it is. Oh, well, that is the alarm. We can stop it here. and we'll be right back with a few more things.
Yay.
Yay. We made it to 38 minutes. Yay. Nice. All right. Talk to you later. Ooh. Bye. I don't know where my phone is. That's why I'm like cutting off the recording.
Yeah, can you?
I'm like, where the hell is my
recording
phone?
Recording already.
Oh, I should stop. Yes. Bye.
Bye.
See you in a bit. So basically, today I had to go get my second shot.
Uh-huh.
But, I had just installed Call of Duty, and it's been years for me since I played Call of Duty, because uh-huh. Call of Duty is one of those games that I just fucking hate, that you like spawn and somebody kills you, uh-huh. Motherfucker, you know. So I was like, all right, I'm not doing this, you know. And yeah, so I finished everything up around 10:30, mm-hmm. And I was supposed to get my second shot today at 1. Mm-hmm. And I was late to my shot.
Welcome back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back to Lolo's Basement. All right. Feels good, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. So I finally got you hooked on Call of Duty again.
I like Call of Duty.
Nice.
The zombie shit, anyways.
The zombie game, of course. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know what it is? Because I love. What's the name of this thing? The co-op one. Battle. No. Fuck. Ah! Borderlands.
There you go.
The B is what had me fucked up. Yeah. So. I love Borderlands game, you know, because it's basically just, you know, me getting together with my friends, talking shit and killing stuff.
Yeah.
This is exactly that, but with better graphics.
Yeah. No, and it's also over the top, like Borderlands was kind of over the top. Yeah. No, I do see the similarities between both games.
I really, really liked it. I was like, I am hooked.
Nice.
So I just kind of like want to get done with this as fast as we can so that you can go home. and then I can join and play.
Well, I'm sure you could play with Bryson while I drive home.
I gotta figure out how to do that. He could probably post something on Twitch and I'll join him that way. I don't know. I'll figure something out.
I think we could give you his handle. I know his handle.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Yeah, so you just write the handle.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right. So... I liked Call of Duty.
Nice. I'm glad.
Call of Duty Zombie is very, very mucho, mucho good.
Cool.
Recommend it for everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So our next story is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Did HBO Max kill the Mortal Kombat ticket sales?
I think it did.
I think it had something to do with it.
Yeah, of course it did.
I think it also had to do with that it wasn't exactly a perfect movie. Like, I enjoyed it. I liked it. I'm a big fan of the franchise. Mm. But the story is pretty... It's kind of dumb.
It's Mortal Kombat.
Okay. No. It's just... I guess when the source material isn't really, you know... Because it was kind of like a secondary thing.
Yeah.
For them. They weren't thinking through any of this. They just wanted to make a fighter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The story for a video game is great. The story for a movie...
It's fine. I mean, we've gotten a lot better stories in video games.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that has... I mean, it's just not that good of a movie. I mean, it's gory.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's fun. And this is what we need. We need fun. We need gory. Yeah. We need over the top stuff, you know, because it's been a while. We had a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really that good. But for example, Demon Slayer, remember last week?
Yes.
Last week I said that I was keeping up with it and it was half the theaters.
Yes.
This week it blew it out of the water.
Oh, really?
In half the theaters.
Oh, wow.
So. Mortal Kombat has about a 70% drop from the first week's premiere.
Wow.
In theaters.
Is Demon Slayer first?
Demon Slayer, yeah, I think they came out the same weekend.
No, but I mean, overall, is it first?
Might be. I don't know. I know that it's beating out the Mortal Kombat movie.
Weekend.
Box office?
Box office, thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think part of it is like that. Like, I didn't go to theaters to go see Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see... I just saw it on HBO Max. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I don't think there's that many people interested in seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially video game movies that have a reputation of being sucky.
Well, Demon Slayer had a decrease of 70% as well.
But
they got number one.
But they're in the number one spot.
Yeah.
Which means that Mortal Kombat dropped even lower, being in twice the movie theaters.
Yes.
Twice.
Yeah, I guess that's the important...
That's the thing. Them being in the number one spot is impressive. And I guess we can get into it now. So you saw the first couple episodes. What did you think?
I love it. I think the storytelling is great. The characters are great. It gave a little bit of Inuyasha.
Inuyasha?
Yeah. Because, you know, one of them is a demon. The other one isn't. That whole.
I want to say it's the same writer. Mm-hmm. It's a female writer. I forgot what her name is. But I want to say it's the same writer. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Well, that would make sense. It does give the same feeling.
Well, the thing is that with Kitsimuchi no Iba. So what I like about it is, like, yeah, it's pretty brutal. You know, especially the way that it kills off characters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's kind of masterful the way that she writes, because she there's still, like, a lot of hope within them. You know, it's not like just pure doom and gloom and nihilism. Like, you're still, even though, like, the kid's mom and entire family died, there's still a lot of hope in this. You know, there's still, like, an edge of positivity. And of working together and like a good message without wokeness. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, wow, look what you get when you don't preach. Because they're not preaching.
Well, they kind of are.
You know? But I don't think they are. But it's just, you know, it's different. You know, they're not telling you that you're a bad person.
Well.
Or that anybody is a bad person.
I mean, they kind of are. Like, I mean, the first couple of episodes, they talk about how he has compassion for people and how that's going to stop him from succeeding. But
yeah,
I'm sure he's going to keep the compassion and he's going to succeed. And that's the moral.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of it.
That's what they're teaching you. It's kind of like Naruto. They always said he had too much compassion and that's going to hurt him. But he kept being compassionate and he kept winning.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is definitely the Naruto of this time.
Yeah.
You know, this is what has supplanted it. Did you find out if it's the same writer?
I can't find the writer. I can find the director, but
no. Yeah, no, because it's not the anime. It's the original manga. But yeah, that lady is really, really talented. Let's see what else she's done.
No, just Demon Slayer.
No, I'm pretty sure she did something else other than Demon Slayer. But yeah, no, and listen, you know that they came out with the comic book industry came out and they were like, we're doing fine. I don't know why everybody's talking about you know, us losing our shit. No, manga is doing fine, because what they're doing is the publishers now are incorporating all of it instead of separating it, right? So yeah. So Marvel and DC are in the toilet.
Yeah.
The only American things that are actually selling are the individual creators that are putting their stuff on Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Keanu Reeves one, Berserk.
Uh-huh.
That's selling, and it's I'm dying to read that one because it's like really highly recommended. Yeah, see, find out if she did Demon Slayer.
No, I googled the one that did
Inuyasha. But it's also a woman, so maybe that's why I was confused.
Yeah. Plus, they have Japanese names.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's very hard for me to understand the Japanese people's names.
Yeah.
That's why you call it a different language. Yeah. but, yeah, no. So, anyways, with the manga is really holding up the entire. If publishing is just, you know, saying the comic books is doing okay, it's because of all manga is doing good. You know?
Yeah.
Manga is doing good because they're not censoring anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to write about absolutely everything and they have full control over the thing. I mean, the problem with manga too is that there's so much of it, a lot of it is crap, but there's some good.
Yeah, there's good stuff.
Chocolatey nuggets coming to the surface.
German chocolate cake nuggets?
That's right. German chocolate cake nuggets coming to the surface. Good. You know? Over an ice vanilla ice cream.
Oh, Alamode.
Yeah, Alamode. Alamode. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Bellissimo. So yeah, that is it. We still have to see the movie, but I have to wait until you catch up. I think I have a feeling because if you liked it, you'll get hooked because it's one of these that once you start watching, it's hard to turn it off.
The hard part was getting started, but now that I got started, yeah, I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to finish it and we'll go see the movie. Yeah. In the theater, the proper way, with no popcorn and no soda, because of the way you threatened me last time.
Oh, with the hole at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a threat. That's a promise. That's a promise.
No.
It's a gift. No. It's a present.
No. No.
It's like a Cracker Jack box. There's a present at the bottom.
No. I've resolved to buy my own popcorn, goddammit.
So we can share each other's popcorn?
No.
I'm willing to share each other's popcorn.
No, I'm not.
No?
All right. So.
But we got to make sure it's an AMC theater so that, you know, my stock goes up.
AMC?
Yeah.
It might not be on AMC. Check.
Yeah, it probably won't.
I think it is. There are showing it around here. They're showing it like in three theaters.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's a good possibility.
All right.
I wish they were showing it at the Silver Spot. That way we can have like food delivered to us and everything else. I can get the full experience
So we could spend $100 in food.
Actually, the Silver Spot's not that expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one's more expensive. The other one in Miami is more expensive.
75?
Yeah, about 75. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
Plus the ticket. So $100. Got it.
Right. That's why you're paying. Anyways.
For my ticket.
And my popcorn, because...
If I pay for your popcorn, there's gonna be a surprise at the bottom.
All right.
Yes, you heard it here first.
As long as you don't get me any Twizzlers, we're good. I ain't putting those filthy things in my mouth. I hate Twizzlers. It's like candle wax.
Candle wax has more flavor than Twizzlers.
Truly. Mm-hmm. All right. So, right now we're going to do a fan favorite, and I want to start getting playing soon. So, we are going to give you Finale in 5.
All right. So, today in Finale in 5, it's going to be real quick. I don't know if you...
No. That's not the tradition, though. Finale in 5 in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah. It already began the filibustering. So I don't know if y'all know about Triller. It's a company out there doing like sports entertainment, boxing sort of things. Like they're the ones that had Logan Paul and the other guy.
And Jake Paul,
yeah.
So the one that had the pay-per-view, the recent pay-per-view was Jake Paul.
Jake. Yeah. So Logan Paul was in the WWE.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
So he's the one that just had a fight, and apparently the pay-per-view for that... let me see if I'm getting this story right. Okay. So, Triller is suing people.
Yes.
That pirated the fight.
Good.
Good. What? You're not? I thought you were like a Pirate Bay man.
They're not suing me.
Oh.
They're suing other people. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Get your money, Triller. Get your money.
Apparently, they're suing each individual person that watched this illegally.
Do it.
$150,000.
That's it? Nah, go for $200.
Per person. I think that's like the same as the FBI warnings on the VHSs. Like it was $150,000 or something like that. Yeah. So it's like the same amount per person for pirating the thing.
Funny story, my dad used to make those recordings in VHS tapes, and he didn't record that part because he said if the warning's not there,
that's not how it works. That's not how it works. ah, Spanish in there. Yeah. Good I found a way around it.
Good old Hispanic logic.
The loophole. If there's a loophole, we will find it. Yes. Oh, shit. Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's awesome.
And I think Triller is going to have Mayweather and Jake Paul. So we're going to get to see 10 seconds of
Mayweather. Blue. Really? He was a good.
Yeah, Mayweather is going to kill him. He's literally fucking kill him.
Oh, my God. Did you see what he did to fucking, what's his face?
To Pacquiao?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Pacquiao's a great boxer. This is a YouTuber. But, I mean, I can't blame what Mayweather. Oh, he's like, I'm going to make a bunch of money for 10 seconds. I'm going to knock this guy out.
Oh,
done.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mayweather doesn't get paid by the hour.
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Holy shit. That I may have to, just to see that.
It's official.
That's going to be a full pummeling.
Yeah, it's like in June, I think they're going to do it, like, soon.
Shit, so how are we going to pirate it? Fuck!
I ain't going to pirate
it. No, you pay for it. We'll get somebody to pay for it.
Let's see. Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather Jr. Look at that.
Get the fuck out of here.
Seriously, he's going to fuck him up.
But didn't Mayweather just fucking
shit! It's in Hard Rock Stadium!
Nice.
I'm going to pay the $200,000 to go.
How much is the... go to Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
If he's announcing, it has to be a Ticketmaster, no?
It has to be, yeah. Ticketmaster.
Yeah. This is live on air. We're going to check this out. It is... The Weeknd.
Mayweather.
Something.
Hmm.
Oh, it's not there?
No, it's not there.
All right. Soon.
Yeah,
whatever. Soon we will see.
Yeah. YouTubers.
That would be fun to go see.
Yeah, whatever. We'll keep
it. Mayweather's just one of the greatest boxers ever, so.
I mean.
Yeah, he was. The fucking the MMA guy. What's his name? He just beat his ass.
Oh, Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Imagine what he's going to do to this guy.
Exactly.
It takes a linking and it keeps on ticking.
Yeah.
Gee, hell no. Hell no.
take a mental image of that face because it's not going to look the same.
No, not after what he's going to do to it. No. That boy's stupid. That boy is just plain old dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
So next on the
So wait a minute. So they're suing people for this, right? Yeah. So do you know the H3 podcast? Have you seen Ethan from H3?
No.
So he's a YouTuber, and he has a various YouTube podcast. Uh-huh. And one of them is he actually said on one of them that he pirated. He didn't pay for that.
Nice.
And he was like complaining about the fight, how much it sucked, and this and this and that. Mm-hmm. And so they're specifically going after him.
Good.
And he even went on Twitter, and he was like, I don't know how they can even prove that I watched the whole thing. Well, stupid, you just said it on your podcast, so he had to take that tweet out.
What an idiot.
You know, because he was immediately trying to lie and shit, and then somebody wrote it. No. You just said this on the podcast that you did pirate it.
Well, what an idiot.
It's for him and like anybody else that watched with him. So the monetary value could go sky high.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you get for being dumb.
H3.
Yeah.
All right, H3.
All right.
Cool.
Next on finale.
Finale.
We have
cinco.
Apparently, there is this new show in production.
Yeah,
it is an adult Flintstones. No. It's not what you're thinking about. It's not on Pornhub or, you know, YouTube or RedTube or whatever. This is just the Flintstones, but 20 years later. So, Elizabeth Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, is that your girl? Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you can have her. Yeah, I don't salivate for Elizabeth Banks.
Miri. Right, so she's gonna do. She's gonna be Pebbles.
Yeah.
And she's gonna be like 20 or 20. She's gonna be 20? Although Elizabeth Banks is like 50, isn't she?
I think it's a cartoon.
Oh, is it a cartoon? Yeah. It's gonna be an adult cartoon.
Yeah, it's like a. It's gonna be like Family Guy.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to talk about Elizabeth Banks. I really don't care about the Flintstones.
Why are they? Who wants to see this? Who is this for? Who thought that the Flintstones needed an adult version of Bam Bam and
Pebbles?
And Pebbles.
I don't know. Elizabeth Banks.
Who asked for this? That's is it something? I mean, I remember watching it when I was a kid. I was, I wouldn't say I loved it, but, you know, I watched it because it was on.
Yeah, I was never a Flintstone fan either.
I liked I did like the way that he stopped the car.
Oh, with his
feet. With his feet. He would just put his feet down.
I was more of a Jetsons person than a Flintstone
person. Yeah, I really liked the Jetsons.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah.
It's like, why are they so devoid of ideas? They're like, so... Why don't we get the real Ghostbusters on? Since Ghostbusters, nobody liked that movie. You know? Because you know that there's the real Ghostbusters. There's Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Do you know the difference?
Yeah. One's worse than the other.
Well.
One was a hit movie, and the other one was a total flop cartoon.
No, it was a British show.
Was it a British show?
Yeah, it was a British show, yeah.
I remember watching the cartoon of the real Ghostbusters and being like really disappointed because it like came out within the same time as the movies. Mm. And I was like, oh, cool, well, Ghostbusters. And then you sit down to watch Ghostbusters and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But they both had Slimer? Or am I remembering that wrong?
No, they didn't have Slimer.
They had something that was similar.
They had like a robot.
They both busted ghosts. It was the same thing. Yeah. Oh, they had like a car.
Yeah, they had the talking car.
They had a talking car. That's what it was.
And they had the gorilla.
Yeah. Magilla, gorilla.
I don't think it was Magilla, but...
How much is the gorilla in the window?
Okay, so next, I figured, you know, I'll give you guys a video game review. There's a new PS5 exclusive.
Oh.
Called Returnal.
Yes, I tweeted at you to play that game.
Yeah, you told me to play that game. Yeah, so I researched it today, and it looks amazing. Like, I was watching the video, and I was like, man, I'm going to have to buy this. And then I did some more research, and I was like, I wonder if this is going to be like Dark Souls, because it kind of looks like Dark Souls, and I hate Dark Souls. So I saw this one article that was like, Returnal is nothing like Dark Souls. And I was like, cool. I like the way this is starting.
Nice.
And then the next paragraph said, this game is harder than Dark Souls.
Oh, shit.
So, for example, in Dark Souls, if you save...
Well, let's talk about the difficulty level.
Yeah.
Right? So, the reason I don't like Dark Souls type stuff is because of the... just how all the points are so far away. So it's more like frustrating than hard.
Exactly.
You know, you have to play it through fast. That's why I don't like Dark Souls. Because, you know, you can have a hard boss and that'll be okay.
Mm.
You know, you just kind of...
Yeah, you grind it out.
You grind it out and eventually you beat him. Mm-hmm. You figure it out or you find the loophole.
Yeah, or you leave and you get stronger and then come back for another attempt.
Yeah. But this is essentially... This is supposed to be worse than that?
Yeah. So in Dark Souls, you actually level up and you actually have save points. And if you save and turn off your PS5 and then turn it back on and play, you have all the equipment that you have when you save.
Right.
Well, Returnal said...
If you save, you save.
Yeah. Returnal said, F your leveling system, we don't need that.
You play the same way throughout?
Yeah, your girl.
Get the fuck
out. Your girl is weak throughout the whole thing.
Right. What?
She is a normal human being. You know the whole fantasizing in video games where you get to play as a superhero? Fuck that. You're getting a normal human being.
Oh, shit.
Yes. And she never gets better.
She never... So there's no leveling up.
There's no leveling up in this
game. Do you know if you get at least a like a superior gun or something?
So your guns drop randomly. So you might get a good gun. You might get a crappy gun. You might get equipment
That's fucking crazy, dude.
You might get equipment that combos together nicely.
Yeah.
And you might get equipment that doesn't combo correctly.
You're kidding me.
And here's the kicker.
Talk about frustration.
If you turn off your PS5 and then come back and turn it on.
Yeah.
You start from scratch again.
What?
Yeah, you don't keep the equipment that you had when you turned off.
There's no save files at all?
There's save file. I guess not. I don't know. Like,
you just start from scratch. You just have to look for your gun again. You have to look for... Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I guess there's a save for like money or something. I don't know. I mean, what are you saving?
Bro!
Yeah, I don't know. I guess your point in the game.
All right. I don't even know what to say. That's fucking Jesus Christ.
This is dumb.
They should just call, instead of Returnal, they should just call it Torture Yourself.
Yeah, it should be called We Kicked You in the Balls.
Yeah, like, it's just the ball kicker.
Yeah,
the game.
Rochambeau.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate it because of how... I hated the Dark Souls things, and I know that people like the challenge, you know, and people like to... You know, like these harder type of games. But, you know, I'm in my 40s.
I don't have the time.
I don't have the time to get better.
Yeah.
I just want to go in, get out, have fun. Even when I did have the time, I still wanted to get in, get out, and go out. I mean, I never said that I'm a professional gamer or anything like that. It was just an enjoyment to me.
Yeah.
You know? I'm what you call a filthy casual. Oh, filthy casual.
But wait.
What?
Man, I wasn't going to buy the game, but a wise man that I know named Cav told me that what's bad for his life is good for his podcast.
Okay.
So this video game would be bad for my life. It'd probably be good for the stream.
Yay! Get it. I'll even join you from here to berate you and tell you how badly you suck while you're sucking at this game.
Okay.
You know?
As long as you promise.
It'll be the zero humiliation stream.
To be as positive as you normally are.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. Positivity. Positivity. For the stream. For the stream.
PlayStation Store.
For the stream. Very, very good. All right, cool, man.
Returnal.
So I think we're, since you decided to punish yourself, and I'm very happy that you decided to do that, because I've been thinking about what to play on Twitch, and the problem is the type of games that I like are kind of like boring.
$70.
Yeah, there you go.
Do it for the team, sir.
All right. So, like, my strategy games would be, like, a failure on Twitch. Like, I couldn't play any of that.
Every time you die, you restart from the beginning.
Yeah. Have fun with it.
Is there no saving? No saving.
No? All right. Okay. So, that is it for amongst the governor's groans and moans and sighs.
Sighs. So for $10 more,
we are done. We are done, people. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate. Please follow us on Twitch. Follow us on Anchor. Follow us. Listen to us on Anchor,
on Breaker, Spotify. You know, follow us and like us
on Insta, on Facebook,
Twitter. Everything.
Everything is
at Lolo's Basement. Everything.
Yeah. And I put one video out. I have more out. I'm really excited to put my next one up. Mm-hmm. But I was supposed to do one every day. I just got one done.
That's fine.
I'll probably do the next one. I have your help right now. So I'll have you help me with the next one.
Yeah, I'll get started right now on my way home.
We're on TikToks because we're 13 years old.
Yeah.
You gotta get
all the demographics.
Nice. All right. So that is it for this recording. Thank you for listening. We love you all. And I hope you enjoyed the show. See you next time.
Cunt.